we've seen the Lord. And Thomas like, okay. And? You're expecting me to be impressed? I didn't see him. I didn't touch his hands. They probably told him. We got to see his hands, his side was pierced. Crown of, you know, Saul wears, you know, the crown of thorns, you know, set on, and they, he's, I didn't see him. And so he says, the other disciples, they said, we've seen the Lord. But Thomas said, except I see his hands. Print of his nail, see the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe. Now, I don't want to be condescending and suggest that I wouldn't be guilty of the same. Truth of the matter is I probably have been guilty of the same. I'm sure that I have. And seeing is believing, as they say. I love seeing the Lord manifest. But I'll tell you, it's tough for me. It's tough for me for somebody to say, this is where we're going, and me not be able to see it. It's tough to throw my support and my weight in it, in behind it, and say, okay, let's go. It's really tough. It's really tough for me to, you know, of course, nowadays, you know, somebody says, well, we're going to, you know, wherever. You can pull out your iPhone or your, you know, your data phone or whatever you got. You can get on the internet and you can print maps off and you can, you know, you can do all you want and know for, you know, where you're going to turn and how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B and where you're going to stop. And I mean, you can lay all that out. But it's not like that necessarily in the house of the Lord. And that, for me, sometimes is my greatest struggle, is to get myself in a frame of mind where I can say, okay, let's go in faith. And just trust in faith. And, you know, I'll say this for my wife. Even when we moved here, her struggle wasn't so much the idea of moving. It was the idea of where we were moving to, because it was unfamiliar. And it, as it was for me, it was unfamiliar territory. But I'm thankful that God planted something in my heart that helped me get over that fear or that anxiety. Just like when I got married. When Gladys and I got married, I couldn't just say, well, you know, God, he gave me a list of this and this, and these are the reasons I'm supposed to marry this woman. You know, God didn't do all of that. But he gave me a dream. And he gave me a dream that solidified something in my mind that has held me ever since. Even through the hard times, God gave me something that has never gone away. And that's the way the Lord will do it. If we seek him, the Bible says, if you hunger and thirst, you'll be filled. God will give you, if you're looking for direction, God will give that to you. I think Sister Rochelle quoted that verse today in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. God will direct our paths. And so anyway, here Thomas said, look, it's great that you guys saw him. I didn't see him. I want to see him myself. So in the 26th verse, after 8 days, Thomas was with them. After 8 days came Jesus to the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And he said, Thomas, come here. Just like the Lord, isn't it? Just like the Lord to center you out, to take the time. It's a big world. I don't know how many millions of people are in living on the earth, but it's just like God to take the time and center you out and say, come here, I want to show you something. I understand that you're having a little trouble with this. Come here, I've got something, I've got a gift, I've got an understanding, a revelation, a word of encouragement for you. It's just like God. Look for it. You know, you might find him on the job. I'll tell you this, on my job, I tease them at work because they had unreal expectations when I started there. And I took a job where I'm at now. I came in, and I was going to build this database package for them, for all their pricing and everything. And I'd been there 2 days, and they said, "We want to know when you're going to be finished. We need it by the end of the week." And I said, "Well, you're crazy. There's no way." I said, "I don't even know. I still can't even get my mind around what you're wanting me to do," because it was, oh boy, it was a plate of spaghetti. It was all tangled up. And I started to push away. I did. I pushed myself away from that desk. And I thought, this is it. I am done. These guys are crazy. I cannot fulfill their expectations. I just need to go find me a new job. And God spoke to me. He said, "I gave you this job. You may not get another one." And I've never quit a job in my life just for quitting's sake, but I was on the verge that day, but God held me. He said, "Look," he stopped the world for me. You know, he put the world aside and he dealt with my heart at that moment. And I've been there going on 8 years now, and God's helped me and blessed me and helped me get fulfilled, you know, exceeded their expectations. I'm sorry. A little pride, a moment of pride there. God forgive me. But through his grace, I have. It's been a blessing, really. But that moment, God took time for me. And my word of encouragement to y'all tonight is regardless of where you're at. And I know that every one of us have goals. We all have expectations. We all have interests. We all have things that bring us joy, bring us happiness, things that we're looking for in life. I'm not saying surrender, just completely discard those things, but talk to God about them. Let God have them for just an hour. Give them to him for an hour, if you will. Just stop and pray about it. "Lord, this is where I want to be. This is what my heart's desire is. What do you think about it? How do you feel about it? Would you give me a sign? Would you stop the world for me, like you did Thomas? Would you come back 8 days later and show me the scar prints in your hands and the cut in your side? Lord, would you talk to me personally, like you did Thomas?" Or, you know, or don't. And if you have to, reflect on that pillar of salt, Lot's wife. She looked back. I don't know what she was guilty of, and honestly, I wouldn't want to judge her case. That's not my, Brother Oates, that's not my job. I don't have to determine whether or not she was eternally judged or not. What difference does it make? What benefit in my life would come to me if I had to make a decision like that? None, not one. That's God's decision. But I can see that memorial. I can see that God, He set a memorial right there for me to reflect upon. And so I want to be careful about those things. And I just want you to know, I'm happy to be in this church. I think we have a wonderful challenge ahead of us. We bear a lot of responsibility in Little Rock, and we bear a lot of responsibility in the body of Christ. And we're supporting a strong ministry. And we carry a heritage here in Little Rock, and we have people that reflect, people that look upon us for leadership and guidance, and that pressure, it builds and it feels great sometimes. And sometimes, you know, we think sometimes we just want to be out from under the spotlight, or we want to, you know, get a break or what have you. But God has called us here for a reason. Find that reason. Find your purpose. And I'm not saying that, you know, for me, my jobs through the years have changed, and I've done jobs just for the purpose of setting up for somebody else to come along and do a better job. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm happy to do something else if that's what the Lord wants. If the Lord wants me to get a job set up so I can pass it to somebody else, that's fine. I don't have to have that. What I really want, though, is I want God's will in my life. Because without his will, I don't have anything. I'm just like a ship. I'm just like a ship drifting. But with His will, I've got a sail and I've got a direction. And so, anyway, be encouraged tonight. Sometimes I want to say more, and I've got so many things going. And then when I do get up to say it, just like I'm saying everything, but I want you folks to know that God's called us here for a reason, and we're to work together. I've challenged some of our brethren. You know, what's our purpose? What's our reason for being here? What's our goal? What's our aspirations? What's our intent? Why do we do the things we do? You know, I'm seeking. I'm looking for those things. I'm trying to find God's will in even while I'm up right now, Brother Phil. I don't want to just be talking just to be talking. I want to seek God's will in everything that we do and be an encouragement and a help to all God's people. Praise the Lord. So that's my heart's desire tonight. Thank the Lord.
Appreciate what Brother Painter said. In fact, I've appreciated everything that's been said here tonight. I was listening and paying attention, and thought as Brother Brett was talking how that we can go through life, and really we can get to a place where we don't appreciate the things around us, and we just fail to appreciate the trip. You know, you can get on a bus and drive across country, and if you're not careful, you won't see any of the scenery. You won't see any of the countryside. All you'll see what's inside the bus. But I'm one of these type of people that I like to see where I'm at. You know, I'm not so busy trying to make decisions for the bus driver. I just like to see the country, see where we're at, see what's going on around us. And then as Brother Oates was talking, I thought, my Lord, what a good thought pattern that he laid out for us, how that we can do things and miss out on a lot of things that God can take us through something, and we can miss out on what God's trying to accomplish in our life. And then Sister Linda's telling us how that we're trying to learn how to appreciate each other. And we do appreciate everyone. I thought here this morning I wanted to state an appreciation for all of you that contributed to our family. It's almost like a family reunion, you know. What my children don't realize is that I understand what their thinking is. They're thinking, Mom and Dad's getting old. They're not going to be here much longer. If we don't, you know, take advantage of the trip now, they may not be here next year. But I'm glad they came. I'm glad they enjoyed it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. My wife and I think both enjoyed it and appreciated it. And then I also want to state that I appreciate all of you contributing to a part of it. You were a part of our family getting together this morning. I so appreciate y'all's contribution. And we were sitting there at the table, and Brother and Sister Tally come in, and some of you are not aware of it, but Sister Tally has probably had more birthdays than anybody in this church will ever have. Back when we had our school here, when a young person had a birthday, they would sing happy birthday to that individual. And then they'd turn right around and sing happy birthday to Sister Tally. And so, you know, One of my children piped up. I think it was Marie and Randy was talking when they spotted Sister Tally with a one of them asked the other the question, said, "Well, how long has it been since we sang happy birthday to Sister Tally?" And the other one said, "Well, I don't know, but we could probably do it now," you know. So anyway, you know, but hasn't this been a good service? Hadn't it been wonderful? Felt the Spirit of God. And then Brother Painter was talking here, and Brother Jerome, am I right on that? I got that name right. Tyrone, I'm sorry, Brother Tyrone. But I appreciate him and his wife. I seen them coming in this morning. I thought, Lord, help them, you know. I know that they're having some struggles. But did you know that our struggles is helping us? They're helping us. Brother Painter, I want to refer to his talk some. How that he was talking about, you know, we're thrilled with what we have because we think it's the best thing going. But we don't want to level off here because there's some things that are ahead of us that's so much better than what we've got now. I spoke with Brother Smith the other day. I said, you know, I said to me, I said, now this is my viewpoint on it. I said, it seems like that we have this mindset that we're just about 2 inches, you know, from crossing the threshold into a perfect church. He said, well, yeah. He said, we may have that mindset. You know, but I said, now, you correct me if I'm wrong on this. I said, I feel like that we may have just traveled about 2 inches in the direction of getting the church restored. He said, Brother Wayne, or Brother McGowan, he said, you're right. You're right. When we start trying to compare what we have today with that, our mind is blown away. Let me give you, for instance, you know, I've passed my 66th birthday, and when I think of life, I'm thinking in terms that my son is going down. My son is going down. It's not rising, it's going down. But when I compare that to eternal life, living forever, I'm talking about living forever now. When I compare my son going down to the fact that, hey, do you know I can live forever? There's not a comparison. But it's hard for my mind to conceive the fact, hey, look, Wayne, you dumb, your son's going down. Yeah, but I'm going to live forever. It's hard for me to understand how it is to live forever. I've never done that before. I've never lived forever. I don't know what it's like. Did you know that some of the best services that we've had, the time will come when they'll just be a speck? Because we're going to have services that are so outstanding, so wonderful, so deep in the Spirit, till these will just be a faint shadow. Now, don't get me wrong when I'm saying that, because we're not going to throw this away until we get that. Okay? Let's don't throw this away until we get that. Brother Painter, we're working on that. That's what my goal is. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see a church restored and the fullness of the Spirit of God working in it. Don't you? Ain't that what you got in mind to see? A church restored with all the glory of God working in it. Woo! My Lord. I believe I can preach. Feeling better all the time. Don't you realize, folks, there's something coming that's ahead of us that we can work on this? We sang the song back years ago. I can remember when I was just a young person, working the road. And I thought then that we was working on restoring the church and it'd be gone by now. We're still singing the song, working the road, and I'm still excited about it. I'm not giving up on the excitement of it. I still believe it's worth it. We've buried some people around here that worked the road longer than I have. Brother and Sister Foster. Look at Brother and Sister Crow. Those people have worked on the road longer than I've been alive, or almost. You know they went out of this life looking forward to the next one? They did. I know that for a fact because I talked with Brother Foster before he left this world. I told him, I said, Brother Foster, there's going to be a church restored that's going to be so full of glory. Hallelujah, you've never seen nothing like it. Look at this, it's a very small infant. This church that we're working in, it's in its infancy state. But God, through His wonderful Spirit, led you here. Don't you know that the Spirit of God, when you come out of that grave, can lead you to a perfect church? Woo! Hallelujah! Well, I know He can. He led me here. I believe He led me to the best thing in the earth that He has. I believe that. I don't believe He'd leave me here if this wasn't the best He had. Do you folks realize you're in the best thing God has in the earth?
Amen.
Amen. We ought to thank Him for that. Can you raise your hands and say, God, I thank You. I appreciate You bringing me to the body of Christ. Yes. Giving me a revelation and opening my eyes to see. My ears to hear what You're saying to the church today. Woo! Maybe I'm up too late. What time is it? Somebody tell me what time it is. But look, folks, we've got something to look forward to. We got something to look forward to. And I really would like to see it done in the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. I really would. But my mentality is telling me that it's not going to happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Well, let's get, you know, I can stretch it out a little further and say, okay, maybe, you know, I can stretch my lifetime out here and get it done within the next 3 years. I'm having a little trouble believing that it's going to happen in the next 3 years. But that's not to say that we shouldn't work the road. That's not to say that there's not something for us to do now. We got something we can do today. Didn't you appreciate that wonderful covering of God that come down in our band number early in the service? I felt good with that, Brother Tally. Hallelujah, I felt good with it. My Lord. Yes, we're having some problems. We're having some troubles. But it's God taking us through things to help us to grow up. And we are struggling. Every one of us, we're struggling. But I'm telling you, folks, there's better things ahead. Woo! Get used to it. Grow up. Take them and use them. Grow. Get stronger. Get larger. And get improved in Christ. Didn't you enjoy that wonderful talk that Sister, Sister Rochelle gave today? Wasn't that good? Well, I could have got up and danced around my chair if it had done her any good. My thought was, folks, you that are in the immediate family, look at that. Listen to what she's saying. Feel it in your heart. I felt it in mine. Didn't you feel that heart throb? Did you know that it's because of some of the things that she's gone through in the last few years that's caused her to be able to talk like that? Amen. And we know about some of them. Not all of them, I'm sure, but we know about some of them. But God's doing something in that lady's life. When she stands to her feet and begins to talk, it's because of those things that we've seen her come through. That gives her that ring when she starts talking about the great kingdom of God. And it's because of the things that you're going through and that I'm going through. That when we stand to our feet and begin to talk about the wonderful things God's done in our lives, that's what is causing those words to ring out in the ears of God's people. Woo! My Lord, I feel good tonight. I appreciate God and His people. I'm so thankful for the covering that we have in our midst. And even though it's not as great as what I know is coming down the road, I so appreciate God covering here. I appreciate it. I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for it. Any of the adjectives that's in our human language, I'm so glad that He included me and brought me among His people.
Thank you, Lord.
Since I found the body of Christ, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Since I found the people of God, my life has never been the same. I'm so thankful to be in this precious place. Oh, since I found the body of Christ, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Since I found the people of God, my life has never been the same. I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, since I found the body of Christ, oh, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Since I found the people of God, my life has never been the same. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, since I found the body of Christ, oh, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Oh, since I found the people of God, my life has never been the same. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, since I found oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, since I found the body of Christ, life's worth living. Oh, now I have a hope worth striving for. Oh, since I've found the people of God, my life has never been the same. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, since I've found the body of Christ, oh, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Oh, since I've found the people of God, my life has never been the same. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Oh, I found the body of Christ. Oh, life's worth living. Now I have a hope worth striving for. Oh, since I found the people, yes, Lord, my life has never been the same. Oh, I'm so thankful to be in His precious name.
God, praise God. I'm glad to be in the body of Christ tonight. Hallelujah. I do have a thankfulness for being here. Hallelujah. Many good things were said tonight, and the good spirit that came in tonight's service. I'm so thankful for that. Let's pray this week. Pray for the meeting in the Dominican Republic. They need our prayers, and it's a great endeavor to host a meeting over there, Brother Smith told us. And so make sure they do that. If you get a chance this week, let's go and see some of the folks that are tied up at home. We went by and seen Brother and Sister Crow, but I'm sure the Brother and Sister Dotson would appreciate somebody dropping by and seeing them. And some of these sisters that haven't been here, Sister Rice, and call on them, Sister Wallace, somebody, Sister Weaver, and if you can find a time to Sister Wilkins. Go by, just drop by for just if it's just a few minutes. I'm sure they would appreciate it. And so, Brother Crow was telling me his legs just hurt so bad he can't hardly stand up. Even just to get from point A to point B in his house is a hardship. His legs really, really, really hurt. And so. So we'll keep him in your prayers. Just thank the Lord before we go home tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for meeting with us and supping with us today, oh God, in this holy communion, hallelujah, that we have with you on this day where we, the world looks at the day you resurrected. Thanks, hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful.